You're listening to episode 916. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to be sharing with you today a meditation technique to help you cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful emotions you can experience. And as you focus on gratitude, you will be guided with the option to focus on your fourth chakra. And this is, again, carrying over from the 9-round breathing technique that the Dalai Lama does that I shared with you in an earlier episode this week. And this week's series is all about helping you manage negative thoughts. So it's a 7-part meditation series where you explore different meditation techniques to help you manage depression, anxiety, anger, those negative thoughts that you may run through your mind day after day, week after week, month after month, or even year after year. Pretty soon, those negative thoughts can be your normal thought patterns. So let's reverse this by using some meditation techniques. And so as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're walking as you listen to this, or you're getting ready to go to sleep, it's all good. Honor yourself where you are on this journey. We all start somewhere. Even if you're seated having a cup of tea, that's how it started with me. And you get used to experiencing stillness. And then you do something else that helps you to slow down a little more. Maybe you take yoga classes. And then you start to do a little more. Maybe you listen to music and light a candle and write in a journal before you go to bed at night. And then pretty soon you start wanting even more. And so you make your way down to the floor in your favorite chair and you start to close your eyes and meditate. Or you may be a long-time meditator who's looking for meditation techniques to make your ritual more dynamic. And so these techniques can spice up your meditation ritual. So settle yourself in if you're getting ready to meditate. And the technique for today, as I mentioned, is a technique that the Dalai Lama recommends. When you want to experience gratitude, he says that it's a great idea to have a small statue that represents something spiritual or religious for you. So what he uses is a small statue of a Buddha. He is Buddhist, so he uses a small statue of a Buddha. For you, that might represent something to do with your own religion, or even a photo of someone that invokes a spiritual message to you, or maybe a loved one or someone who inspires you. Place it in front of you, and you can open your eyes as you do this. You'll focus on your fourth chakra, which is right there at your heart. Chakras are simply areas in your body where your emotions are harbored. And of course, this affects your physiology as well. We know this, the mind-body connection. When you're stressed, it puts a lot of strain on your heart, or you can feel gastrointestinal upset. So you can experience a lot of physiological symptoms from your emotional state. So this is basically what chakras are. Now, your fourth chakra is at your heart, as I mentioned, and the color for this chakra is green. Green is an expansive, nourishing color. And when you experience gratitude, you feel expansive. You let go of your more egocentric qualities and you focus on others or the world outside of yourself. And so the gratitude is right at your heart. You can even feel your heart swell with love and compassion and gratitude. So your first three chakras are in the lower part of your body, and they represent more of your wants and your desires and your passions. They're more about you specifically. But when you come to the fourth chakra at your heart, this is when you shift. This is when the chakras turn and shift. And the upper chakras, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, some people consider there to be more. Most people consider there to be seven chakras. When you shift right there at your fourth chakra, you at that point are letting go of your attachments, your wants, your desires, and you're opening yourself up to the world around you. So you're connecting with others, you're connecting with the world, and this is what gratitude invokes within you. So the more you can do this, the more you will notice your negative thoughts start to shift. And this creates an opening for you to experience gratitude and love and compassion. And you'll notice your thoughts become more positive and uplifted. We can't think of two things simultaneously at the same time. We focus on one thing at a time, and so you can't really focus on a negative emotion and then a positive emotion. We focus on one or the other. And so when you focus on your fourth chakra, this really opens you up. Now, whether you focus on a chakra or not, you can still keep your eyes open as you meditate today in your meditation space and gaze at the symbol representing spirituality for you. So whether that's a statue of a religious figure or a photo or a symbol of spirituality for you, it's all good. It will help you to feel gratitude. So as you gaze at it, feel as though your spiritual eye, right in the center of your forehead, that is connected to your heart. Feel your spiritual eye gazing at the statue right along with you. So the quality, the element of the fourth chakra is air. Air is expansive. So when you're experiencing gratitude, you are in an expansive state, opening yourself up, and your negative emotions drop away. It's a beautiful experience. So go and do this. Sit gazing at a statue or a symbolic representation of something spiritually uplifting for you. You could visualize yourself surrounded in green light filling your room, filling your meditation space, feeling expansive with gratitude as you realize what a beautiful impact the representation for spirituality has on you. And if you'd like to be guided in a beautiful chakra meditation, you can find that at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P dailymeditationpodcast.com. And there I have a meditation membership site that you can try free for 2 weeks. And that gives you access to more than 900 meditations, as well as this week's series. And you also get a journal customized for this week's series to release negative thoughts. And you get a slowdown guide with all the techniques that I've shared with you throughout this week's series listed right there for you, including the Dalai Lama 9-round breathing technique. So you can head over there and see if you would like to receive this week's meditation series absolutely free. So again, that's at sipandom.com. And in the meantime, sit and meditate, experiencing these beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. Gazing at a statue or symbolic representation that uplifts you spiritually. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.